What I don't understand is how looking at a chart is in any way going to protect me from that. Because if those manipulated changes are happening to the stock price, won't the chart just mirror that manipulation?
Somebody always knows the truth. Somebody always knows the truth. And that somebody is always going to try to make a quick buck by exploiting the fact that they know the truth before the truth is out. So what winds up happening is that gets somehow automatically caught up in the price action. The price of the stock doesn't lie. People lie. So the thing is, there's always somebody that knows the truth.
And that'll show on the chart.
Yeah, there's always a cheater.
There'll be an action somewhere.
There's always a cheater. And that always comes out in the price.
So in theory, at least, and perhaps in practice, a situation like Enron, you can trace it before it happens.
Enron, yeah. What you were starting to see was some interesting things. If you really go back and take a look at some of the volumes when the stock got higher and started looking at how the stock was changing hands, more investors were coming in and more insiders were getting out. More investors were coming in. More of the bigger institutions that were there on the ground floor were getting out. There was a lot of reasons why Enron happened. First off, I think that, you know, Enron did a real good job of hiding what they actually were. They kind of made themselves to be an ExxonMobil type of energy provider, where you thought that they had platforms and assets, tools and huge machinery that all had value. In actuality, they were a trading firm. They had no assets. Everything they had was on paper. So I think they did a real good job at hiding what they really were. But again, that all is fundamental. I mean, if you would watch the price action, a lot of people made a lot of money on Enron on the way down.
By following the charts.
By following the price action, sure.
Well, now, this whole field of technical analysis or charting, it makes sense what you're saying, yet it could be daunting to a beginner. Is there some way into this field without being overwhelmed by the technicalities?
Sure. I mean,